is Blue Ridge Team Leader Net. Your net controller tonight is KJ4WZM. Kilo Juliet 4, Whiskey Zulu Mike. My name is Daniel and my location is Traveler's Rest. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of emergency, this net will be activated. Your top Cedars Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina, South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Bulletins or announcements for the net. Please call KJ4WZM or net control.
WZM, KO4NUE.
WZM, KI4DOS, one announcement.
Sir? You?
OS.
Alright, go ahead, Gary.
WZM in the net, KI4DOS. I just said I had one announcement there, over.
Right. Sounds good. I'll get to you in a second. Chad, would you like to go ahead with your announcement?
Go ahead, in case we got the same announcement.
Good. Go ahead, Gary. KI4DOS, KJ4WZM.
WZM in the net, KI4DOS. Well, folks, it was asked of me to pass along the information that the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society will not have a meeting this coming Monday on the 4th of July. It will not be postponed. They're just not going to have a meeting in July. The next meeting will be at 9 o'clock, 7 o'clock at the Red Cross. Well, I don't know if it's going, where it's going to be. The next meeting will be August the 1st. Whether it's virtual or in person, I don't know yet. They haven't made that decision and I haven't gotten that information. So there will not be a meeting in July. The next meeting for the Blue Ridge Club will be on August the 1st. Put a number one on that for me tonight, Daniel, and check in Joy, K3JOY.
Sounds good. Does anyone need any fills on Gary's announcement? Please call KJ4WZM, and I'll recognize Joy in a second. Does it? Net would like to recognize KF4DOS Gary and K3JOY. They are in easily tonight. Gary, are you hanging around for comments or not tonight?
Just check me in and out tonight there, Daniel.
Not to screw anything up on air brakes this time. KF4NUE Chad. Go ahead.
Good evening, Daniel. Everybody on the net, just want to pass along some news that K4OIM is in the ICU for pneumonia. Actually, just been in the ICU for 3 days. He is out and is pretty much exhausted and all. So just want to pass that along to the net, and Daniel, go ahead and check in me and Miss Anna tonight, KO4RYP, and we'll be in and out tonight, sir.
That's really sad to hear, Chad. Is he able to communicate? Is he aware of his surroundings? Does he know what's going on?
He says he was not aware where he's been for the past 3 days. So he did not talk long, was very weak, and that's all the information I have at this time. If something changes, I'll let you know. But Daniel, go ahead and put a number two on that, and that'll be two pieces of traffic for the net tonight. Over.
And I've got you and Anna checked in, KF4NUE, Chad, and KF4RYP, Anna, in Campobello. And you're short time tonight as well, right? No comments?
No comments, over.
But one piece of traffic for Gary and one piece of traffic for you. Okay, any other...
KJ4WZM, W4DJW with one announcement.
Please go ahead.
Thank you, Daniel. So just be aware, the FCC is going to be changing their version of software that they use to maintain your status at the FCC, and they're going to do it on the 15th of this month. And people that were ham radio operators prior to 2016 are especially vulnerable to the FCC not getting your update in the new system the way it was in the old system. And they're telling you that it's your responsibility to go out there and make sure that it's up to date and it's current. They can get in touch with you with your email address. It's on the FCC website. So you've got an FRN number. If you don't have an FRN number, you'll have to register with the new system and get an FRN. If you've already got an FRN, wait till the 16th of this month, the day after they do the update, and go check your data. And log in. Use your login. If you forgot your password, click on I forgot my password, and they'll help you reset it. And get in there and check out your email address. That's the way they're going to tell you when you need to refresh your license or if they make any changes to legal requirements. So just giving everybody an update. It's going to change. They're telling us we're responsible. So just make sure you get out there and keep that data up to date so they can get in touch with you if you need to. And I'll be around for the formal portion of the net. Daniel, check me in negative and negative.
Recheck, Daniel, KI4DOS.
Get back to you in a second, Gary. W4DJW, can I ask you a quick question that you may not have the answer to, but I'm hoping you do?
Absolutely. Go right ahead.
A lot of amateur radios operators will pretty much laugh at this, and understandably why. I get it, okay? But I obtained my GMRS license about a year ago and updated my stuff with the FCC then. Having done that and had an interaction since 2016, is that going to be enough to fix my stuff, or am I going to still need to keep an eye on my license, on my ham radio license, since that was all my ham radio license activities prior to 2016?
Just to be diligent, Daniel, I understand that you touched the record, so it's been touched since then, but just to be diligent, the FCC is telling us it is our responsibility to make sure that data is correct. So I would go out there regardless. I plan on going out there the day after they update it and make sure my record is still there and that the information is still correct. And that's all. Nothing more than that. It'll be quick and short and easy. But I just recommend that you do it. If you anticipate that there's not a problem and there is a problem and they send you something telling you that you have to do something different and you don't do it, that's on you. That's not on them. So I would just do it.
Thanks for the heads up on that.
Chad, see about that announcement that he made. I want to find out Walt's at home.
Are you still around? KJ4WZM.
I-2-4-N-U-E.
To you, and I missed it.
S-K-O-4-N-U-E.
K-O-4-N-U-E, K-I-4-D-O-S. Chad, is Walt at home? Is that what I understood?
Negative, Gary. He is still in the hospital. I talked with him tonight, and still in the hospital. They have taken him off of all of his pain meds, and he, like I said, is had pneumonia for, I guess, sometime the last 3 days. He just kind of gave up. And took him to the hospital. He apologized for not checking into the net and said that he has not really been aware of where he has been for the past 3 days.
Okay, Chad, I do appreciate it. Fred, you... I'll let Daniel know that you were in there, but I appreciate that. I just misunderstood. I knew you said that he had been in ICU for 3 days, but I did not catch the part where he was still in the hospital. Thank you much, and I'll talk to you later. Thank you, Daniel. KI4DOS, back to net.
I've also got Fred in here. Fred, go ahead. W4STM, KJ4WEM.
Yeah, I was late getting in. Didn't know if I'd missed the pre-net or not this morning and this evening, too. So I'm just running late tonight. I'll be for FCM.
Pre-net yet. We had some traffic going on at the beginning of the net here. So trying to get all that situated right now. One, two. I think I have two pieces of traffic. I've got you on pre-net check-ins, Fred. I just wanted to let you know that, and I'm about to recognize all these in just a second. I got 27 of them tonight. That was three pieces of traffic, right? Notice from Gary on a change in the Briars meeting schedule. Notice from DJW and W4DJW on the FCC stuff, and an update from Chad on Walt. That's three pieces of traffic so far. Three announcements so far, right? Not pieces of traffic. The three announcements so far, right? Correct? Are there any other bulletins or announcements for the net? Call KJ4 WZM or net control. Okay, so at this time, let me see if I got any Echolink stations first. I'm going to do this out of order this time because I've got a very lengthy list of pre-net check-ins.
KJ4WZM. Good evening, Daniel. If you will check in, KA4 PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening to yourself on the net. No traffic, no queue.
That's KA4 PQA. That is Stephen in Greenwood. And as of right now, my Echolink is refusing to connect. So if there's any Echolink stations out there besides Stephen, if you have sent me a message, I'm unable to see it right now. Stephen, are you the only one on there, or are there a couple other stations?
The only other one I see on here with me now, Daniel, is Chad, KO4NUE.
Going, finally logged in. All right, I appreciate that, Stephen. Thanks for letting me know about that. And at this time, since that wraps up for Echolink stations, I'm going to go ahead and recognize these pre-net check-ins here. I've got a tentative count right now of 27 of these. I'm going to have to recount to make sure that I've got this correct. So I'll go ahead and start recognizing these. Recognize K4XMR, Mel and Prosperity, W4FCM, Fred and Traveler's Rest, N4IEI, Isla and Traveler's Rest, KO4WWZ, Chandler and Easley, W2AMD, Andrew and Tessaville, KG4PFI Don, and KG4QLQ Linda, they're in Piedmont tonight. KO4ITC, KO4ITC, Ernie, and in Mooresboro, North Carolina. KJ4PPF, Kurt and Mary in North Carolina. KO4IYC. I'm going to have to delete that one. One of these is an incorrect call. I'm going to have to fix this. I've got Ernie in Mooresboro, North Carolina twice, so I'll need to run a QRZ on this and figure out which one is correct. Next up, I have KE4GTQ. That is Russell in Patterson Springs, North Carolina. 4YBP, Greg and Shelby, North Carolina. W4DF, down in Boiling Springs, South Carolina. KM4BLH, Kurt in Greenville. KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. KI4LZI, Andy on Table Rock. N4DJC, Jerry and Anderson. IOE, Sid and Fletcher. KA5WLL, Leroy and Taylors. KJ4UHF, Jack in Greenville. K4ROW, Rich in Greenville. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KC4W, Bill and Anderson. KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. KN4MDA, John in Lyman. KO4RAX, Jim in Dacusville. And KG4WNP, Landon in Blowing Rock, North Carolina. Just a second. second on here to run a QRZ on the two duplicate call signs that I've got and figure out which one belongs and which one needs to go, and then I'll amend my count of pre-net check-ins. Is K04IYC. That is Ernie in Mooresboro, North Carolina. That list of pre-net check-ins is 26. On top of the current 7 check-ins that I had already, including myself. 93. Alright, I'll go ahead and begin with the normal portion of the net now. This is a direct net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Tonight, we'll go ahead and begin with stations with the Suffolk Server call uniform through Zulu, the U through Z if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Kilo, Echo, Zero, Uniform, X-ray. This is Joe up on Mount Pisgah here in North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative this evening. 73s to everybody on the net.
KE0UUX. That is Joe on Mount Pisgah. Any other stations, Z uniform through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. What's the next? A through D, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
In Kilo Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray, Quebec, KA2AXQ. Cannon Pickens, and I'll be listening to the net. Over.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Beatbox and we'll all be in and out tonight, Daniel. Oh?
Kilo Charlie 2, Delta Quebec, Victor, Bob, and Gray Court, negative and negative.
Net control, this is WD8RON, Whiskey Delta 8, Romeo Oscar November, Mobile and Pisgah Forest. The name is Ed. No comments, no traffic. Over.
Delta 4, Lima Papa Foxtrot. I'm sorry, give the wrong call. Sorry about that, Daniel. KJWXM, Daniel. This is KG4LPF. That's Kilo Golf 4 Lima Papa Foxtrot. Glad to be on the net with you tonight. Sorry about the mess up on the start. Y'all have a good night. Be listening on out on the net.
Nice. K2AXQ. That is Cannon Pickens. KK4DMW, that is Rick. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KM4. I wrote this down wrong. He brings along with him his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MOQ. They are home in Piedmont tonight. All of them are home in Piedmont tonight, and I'm glad that they're back home because, Lorena has been in the hospital from a broken hip, among other things. So very, very glad that she's back home again. And we'll go ahead and keep y'all in our prayers still. I know it takes a while to bounce back from all that. Next up, I have Kilo Charlie 2 Delta Quebec Victor, KC2DQV. That is Bob in Gray Court. WD8RON, Ed in Pisgah. And I have another station, KG4LPF. Could I get your name and location?
Sam is Rapham, KG4LPF.
Sam, KG4LPF. That is Sam over there in Slabtown. I rolled through there a good bit. I know where that's at, little town with just a Dollar General in it. Any other stations? Well, we'll go ahead and check for Echolink stations. Echolink stations only. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM, please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John, Brown Summit, no comment, no traffic.
Man 4RJN, that's John from Brown Summit, North Carolina. We'll go ahead and make one last call on Alpha through Delta before moving up the group. Land your last stations at Alpha through Delta, A through D, call KJ4WZM.
4WZM. Please check in, Kilo November 4, Charlie Hotel Yankee, KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca, negative and negative.
KN4CHY, that is Keith and Seneca. We'll go ahead and move up to E3H now. Echo 3 Hotel, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo X-ray, KO4HKX. That's Patrick in Penrose, North Carolina. And Daniel, I will be in and out tonight. Thank you for calling the net.
4WZM. Daniel, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN, Harry and Candler, and I'll be negative and negative tonight, Daniel. See you next week.
Net would like to recognize KO4HKX. That's Patrick over there in Penrose. And Patrick, I need to get a piece of radio equipment back to you that I borrowed a long time ago and I still got. I'm no longer using it. That back into your hands. So if I could catch up with you this coming week, that'd be great. Just let me know what areas you're going to be at and I'll meet up with you. Next up, I have KC4EZN. Harry, and he's in Camden, North Carolina. And Harry, before you run away too quick, I wanted to remind you of two things. First thing is that you don't get to get rid of me that quick, because it will technically be next week, but it'll be Sunday this weekend. You'll see me around for the net on Sunday. Hopefully, at least I'll be here. And then the other thing is, I did get that Yagi antenna, and I haven't had a chance to play with it yet with you. I'd like to see if I can get you on Simplex sometime, so just a heads up on that. I'd like to catch up with you on the radio, and I have a three-day weekend, so if I could catch up with you and play around with some radio stuff, that would be great.
KJ4WZM, KC4EZN, maybe Sunday afternoon. I've been curious because I have been doing some reading and whatever and have come to the conclusion that I get over the mountain. I mean, they've sent me a profile and the Blue Ridge Parkway's between me and your repeater. And this thing called Knife Edge, in propagation, when a signal hits that knife edge, it kind of spreads it out like a prism does the colors of a light. That's about the only explanation that I've got for why I get into your repeater so well, because there's nothing but mountains between us. So I'm trying to figure it out. That was my conclusion. So whether we call Simplex or not, we will see. With that, Daniel, yeah, you can't get rid of me that easy, but I'm doing something else tonight, so not going to be around for RagChew, but I'll be around Sunday night, check into the net, we touch base then. KJ4WZM, KC4EZN.
I'll go ahead and send you my phone number over Messenger if you don't have it already, and I'll try to catch up with you Sunday afternoon, I guess. So keep an eye out for that. I don't think I've got your phone number. I can't remember if I do or not, but I'll look. If I don't, I'll send you my phone over Messenger and catch up with you that way, I guess. But I do remember one time when my radio was accidentally stuck on 610 Simplex, and you heard me on there on Simplex. So I have my hopes up. I don't know how that happened that time, but I remember it happening, and it was about 2 months ago.
It's KO4WWZ, Daniel. after the key show was, I can't remember his name. I think it's K.A. and the former UTG. I would like to have a key show again. That's all right.
That's talking to KC4EZN, that's Harry over there in Candler. I snagged him. I'm actually in roll call, but he said he wasn't going to stick around for comments, and I wanted to catch him on something, so I interrupted my net to do so. I will mark you down for comments, though, Chandler, if you can hang on for the RAG2 portion. Harry is short time tonight. That's why I caught him then.
That's good.
Mark down. Any other stations? E3H, Echo 3 Hotel. Call KJ4WZM. Out to India through Lima. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, call KJ4WZM.
WZM. Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James, and I'm up here on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Be negative and negative, and say 73s for each one of you.
WZM. Please check in. Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
KK4JFO. That's James up on the mountain in Tuxedo. And KK4JVQ, that's Larry, and KC4MFK is wife Donna. They make their home in Greer. Larry, tell Miss Donna we said hello. Any other stations, I through L, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. I through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. I through P, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Whiskey, Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC, Mountain Western Greenwood County, be native and native, 7-3, you all in the net.
Please check in and out, N4MRY, that's November 4, Mike Romeo Yankee, Mary, and I am mobile up in Pickens. Good evening to all on the net.
Net would like to recognize WG4MC, that's Matt in Western Greenville County. Tongue got all tangled there for a second. I seen Matt, and I said Matt instead of Net. Yeah. Next up, I have N4MRY. That is Mary Mobile in Pickens. Mary, were you going to check in Scott and Mary as well?
Wrong, Mary. I have a Fred and a Ben, but they're not with me right now.
Mike, through Papa, and through Pete, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM. Mike through Tango, Q through T, if you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
Net control. Again, Kilo Delta 4, Sierra Romeo Romeo Robert and Joanna, 29351. I'll be hanging around.
Romeo Victor Hotel. My name is JD. I live in Berea. No traffic, no round table.
4WZM and KO4QLG. That's Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. Chris, I'm in Liberty and I'll be native and native.
KF4RVH. That is JD over there in Berea. It was good to see you last week, JD. Hadn't seen you in a while. Great to hear you on the radio tonight, too. Stay out of trouble. Don't be like me. I'm just kidding. Next up, I have KO4QLG. That is Chris over there in Liberty. Any other stations? Well, we'll go ahead all the way through the alphabet now. A through Z.
KJ4WZM. Please check in Whiskey 4 Tango Oscar Alpha Grant.
Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. Appreciate you doing what you're doing there, Daniel. Thank you for your work. I'll be negative and negative.
Control. Whiskey 4 Whiskey, Oscar Zulu. That's W4WOZ. My name's Rod. We're in the land of Waz, and we're negative and negative.
W4TOA. That is Grant in Cedar Mountain, North Carolina. And no problem, Grant. I enjoy this. I have a great time doing it. I look forward to it every week. Next up, I have W4WOZ. That is Rod from the land of Waz. And Rod, I may have told you this before. I don't remember. But thanks for the copper J-pole you gave me several years ago. I call the net off this thing every night. And I've done that for quite a while now. So I just want to tell you thanks again for the J-pole, and it continues to work well for me.
What the wizard does there, buddy. 73 is W4WOZ.
The Wizard of Waz. Yep. That's for sure. Anybody needs a J-pole, go talk to Rod. He'll set you up with one. So that would like to recognize W4WOZ, Rod from the land of Waz. You have a great one, Rod. Hope you and your family are doing well. Any other stations, I'm Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM.
Recheck. I don't know what was going on. I didn't hear you. It dropped out for a second down here. I guess you got me. This is KD4SRR.
I don't know if I had recognized you or not, so I'll re-recognize just in case. Ned would like to recognize KD4SRR. That is Robert over there in Joanna, and I do have you marked down for comments, Robert. I'm sorry about that if I did miss you. I don't remember recognizing you, but I could have and forgot. You were check-in number 51, and I have 55 so far.
I missed making 50 again by one.
Gotcha. Well, I'll take 51. I like that. That's pretty good.
As in Heinz. Or is that 57? Never mind.
I'm two away from catch-up number. Heinz 57. Two away from catch-up number. I got 55 right now, so we're staying alive. Last call before I go over to Rag Chew. Any additional stations, Alpha through Zulu, U through Z, call KJ4WZM. The WZM now securing the formal portion of the net with their thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We'll now begin the RAG2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG2s. I've got two stations marked down for RAG2 tonight. KO4WWZ. How are you this evening, Chandler? Call KJ4WZM.
KJ4WZM. KO4WWZ. I'm doing all right, Daniel. Had quite an eventful end to the day, but I'm doing quite all right. Everything turned out to be A-OK, and I'm happy that everything is A-OK. And home. Not the hospital. I am heading home. That's why I'm heading to get some Five Guys first, but I'm heading home. After that, I'm going to enjoy my food. How about you, Daniel? How was your day?
At work, got a lot done. I was in the dump truck today instead of the flatbed. I did 17 loads of dirt and mulch today, so that was a lot. It kept me very, very busy. Ran around Pickens all day, so if anybody's seen a red and tan dump truck going up and down the road, that was me. There was only one of them running. So, that was quite busy. And then finished up my day by trying to go home without going through thunderstorms. I was on my motorcycle and decided when I got up this morning that I didn't need to take my rain jacket with me. That wasn't such a great idea, so I ended up getting wet on the way home. I had a nasty thunderstorm on 186, and then I took 276 to Highway 11 to 25 to try to go north of Traveler's Rest, way north of Traveler's Rest, and try to get down to my house without going through a whole big nasty mess of thunderstorms coming up from Traveler's Rest. So I got a half mile from my house and the bottom fell out and I got soaked again. So other than that, it was okay. No crashes. I too made it home safely in one piece without any visits to the hospital. So that was good for me. I didn't want to drive through the monsoon from the southern route going back and forth.
Now, the fisherman says you're doing better than I am. And I'm doing good. But you did not go to the hospital for an allergic reaction. So I'm going to say, I'm going to give you a score of a perfect 10, and I'm going to give me about a 6. But I'm glad you've been busy and that you've been driving the dump truck. Did not have this do too much today except come in for training, and we cleaned out when we done work vans and the office, and then they said we don't have any job for you today, so y'all can just go ahead and go home. So to add to my happiness, I got to get off work early. I got everything I needed to get with my wallet situated as of right now. I got to have some delicious snacks today, so I'm having a pretty good day. And I do have an antenna question for you if you have some time.
Time for an antenna question. I don't know an awful lot about them. I know a little bit. And also, I'm curious what your allergic reaction was to. I know you've got a few of them, so I'm just curious which one it was. Just randomly curious, and it doesn't really matter, but I was just wondering. So what's your antenna question?
Well, my antenna question is this. So I want to get a 2-meter 440 wire antenna, so that I don't have to stand a paddle or antenna outside to put the, lightning risk. I don't want the lightning risk to happen again, because I would like to have a station in my house without having to worry about frying my mom and stepdad's equipment due to the weather. And then I'm wondering, I know that I've been told that those antennas will do well on 2-meter 440, but anyone ever got one for that, and HF, and how has the performance been?
Resonance issues? HF antennas are run completely separately from VHF, UHF. I don't know of very many. Basically, you could think of it as an all-band antenna. I don't know of very many all-band antennas out there. Most of the antenna setups for HF run, for instance, from 80 meters through 10 meters, 160 meters through 10 meters. Occasionally you get them down to something like 40 meters through 6 meters, stuff like that. But normally VHF and VHF UHF antennas are run completely separately from the HF antennas, due to wavelength and resonance and stuff like that. So I would recommend keeping your VHF and UHF separate. I don't know that I would put all bands on one antenna. Now, that's my humble opinion, and I'm inexperienced at any setup with a literally all-band antenna. I'm not familiar with one. If anyone else wants to put in their 2 cents, they are more than welcome to do so, because I don't know enough about this topic.
Well,
for WZM.
Daniel, I didn't want an all-band antenna. I wanted one that will be 2-meter 440, and then I want a separate wire antenna for the inside that will be, if not all of the HF bands, most of them.
I know that I have to have two separate antennas. I'm not worried about that. I just want to know when or can I get them and what they are called. I'm thinking they're called the mystery antennas, but I'm not sure.
There is a wire antenna set up. I'm thinking it's some form of a dipole, and you might be able to put it in your attic, but you don't want to be too close to an antenna running too much power while inside of a house, especially over long periods of time. You need to look up duty cycles and stuff like that if you're planning on transmitting with significant power, because you want to keep away from the direct radiation from that stuff. So definitely look into that if you're planning on running an antenna like that in the house on high wattage.
Can I see if anyone else has anything to add? Maybe Chad can help.
Some input. I don't know enough about this topic to steer you the correct direction on it.
Station here, doubled with Daniel. Go ahead and go again.
W, comment. Feel split between HF and upper bands is going to be have an antenna for your 10 meter and above, and then you know, have a shortwave antenna to go below 10 meter. So you'll keep your current antenna for 50 megahertz and above, and then anything below that, you're gonna want, you know, a very high strong dipole, like as you said, mystery antenna. But you're gonna go from 15 to 160 on a very long run up in your trees.
That it may be a scenario where I can only have 10 meter or 40 in the house and have a separate HF rig home with a mystery antenna that I can use outside, kind of like we did on field day. Chad, KO4MUA, do you have anything you can add on this?
Time tonight.
I didn't get to hear the entire net, and I apologize if I've caused any interruptions, by the way, Daniel. Other than that, I don't really have anything much else to say. Station, he gave me that advice. Thank you, and Daniel, thank you for your time. I don't want to take up anyone else's turn, so I'll go ahead and give it back to you, Daniel. KF4WWZ, I'll be listening.
No problem. And just due to the overall length needed on HF antennas due to resonance issues, it's generally most HF antennas do go outside, but there are a few that you can string up in the attic. And I don't know a whole lot about those. I know some, just a little bit about the dipoles, the wire antennas that can be put outside, but I don't know much about the shorter ones. So, sorry I wasn't able to help more with that.
W, you're gonna definitely need a separate antenna for HF that you'll be using from VHF, UHF, and above.
That rubs that. Now, a dipole antenna goes into the ground. So, if it goes into the ground, does that mean that it's automatically grounded? And it doesn't have a high risk of getting struck by lightning? Or does it still have that risk, and is it not grounded?
Dipole antenna does not need to go into the ground at all. It's basically, it's like a center pad antenna. You normally strung between two trees. For instance, go ahead and look up an antenna called a G5RV. This one is strung up in two trees, and it has a run of laddered line It has a balun in it, and it has coax that goes to your radio. Those are the key components of it, and you do not want that antenna, any part of it, to touch the ground. It's a horizontal antenna. It's not a vertical. It's a horizontal.
Thank you very much. You guys, there's a very high lightning strike risk or is it lower than let's say a omnidirectional sticking 25 feet up in the air?
Have any kind of antenna around like that that's up off the ground in trees, they're going to run a lightning risk. It's kind of unavoidable. The chances of your antenna getting struck by lightning multiple times is relatively low, unless it's kind of like the Empire State Building, where it's the tallest object around. The fact that you had a lightning strike, it happens, but it does not happen frequently. It definitely doesn't happen frequently. I have had antennas around for me for a very long time now. I've been licensed for 12 years. Much of that time, I lived at my parents' house in Simpsonville, and we had a G5RV antenna that was, I think it was 70 feet up in the air, strung between two trees over 100 foot tall. This antenna was way up off the ground, very, very high up, and we never had a lightning strike. In fact, lightning has never hit one of our trees, but in the neighbor's yards, it has.
Roger that. Well, as I said earlier, I don't need to be taking other people's time. I really need to move on and let you get to the next person, so I'll say 7:30 from now, and I'll be back later. Maybe we can talk after and get some more about this. KO4WWC.
Love you later, Chandler. This is KJ4WZM with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, looking for any additional check-ins. Alpha through Zulu, A through Z. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KJ4WZM.
This is KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. I came on a little bit late, but go ahead and check me in since we're getting some good high numbers now.
That is KO4ZEW. That is Ben in Simpsonville, and thank you for checking in with me, Ben. Not a problem. Any other stations, Alpha through Zulu, A through Z, call KJ4WZM. At this time, so we'll go ahead to the next station that I have marked down for comments, and that is KD4SRR. Robert from Joanna. How are you this evening, Robert, down in your thriving metropolis of Joanna?
And like Minnie Pearl, I'm so glad to hear you. Anyway, not much tonight, other than I noticed a lot of folks from Pickens. And I didn't know if they knew there was a song that was written about them. Or perhaps a song that's not about Pickens, but is.
Do you know a good bit about Pickens?
I don't want to say the word, but Pickenites. But anyway, that's something that we have heard a lot about. So, that was a song I found out. It actually goes back about 15 years ago. It started off as a punk rock song, sort of, kind of, imagine that. And it's called Not in Pickens. And it goes off talking about comparing New York City to Pickens. So then it was picked up by an Earl Thompson about a year ago and did a kind of a acoustic version. And then recently there's a group, I heard it on WNCW 88.7 out of Spindale, by Bat and the Bears. I'll let the thing drop here for a second. If anyone remembers the group Devo from the late 70s, early 80s, you know the folks that came out with Whip It Good.
Well, this song is done in a Devo-ish or de-evolution style by Bat and the Bears. And basically, it talks about New York City is a lot of fun, but it's dangerous, and yada yada, you know, you can go to stuff, but not in Pickens. And that's the verse, but not in Pickens. So that's just a little silly trivia. It's Friday night. It's a 4th of July weekend. Celebrate and be thankful, folks, in Pickens, that you have been memorialized, sort of. So that's my nonsense for tonight, and I'll go back to my quiet life now. This is Katie Vore, SRR, clear.
It's pretty interesting. I had no idea about any of that. I didn't know there was a song about them. I don't know if it was... I don't know if Pickens, South Carolina is the only Pickens there is out there. I'm not sure. I have no idea on that. I've never looked into it. And I can tell you that there's lots of Hendersonvilles and lots of other places like that where, like, there's many town names and county names in North Carolina that are the same in Tennessee as well. They share a lot of the same county names, actually. And that would be pretty interesting sometime. Check out how many counties in North Carolina have the same county names in Tennessee. A bunch of them. So I don't know if there's more than one Pickens or not, but if Pickens, South Carolina is what it was written about in that song, then that's kind of neat. Anyways, something I noticed about Pickens is it might supposedly have a city limit in it, but city and Pickens are like polar opposites. They have a town, but everybody in that town is nothing but 100%, like, pure redneck as they come. And how they all got together and made a town, I have no clue. That's funny to me because they are as country and as laid back as you can get. There's nothing city about them, but they have a city limits. And they call it Pickens. So... I think Liberty has the city limits too, believe it or not. That's another town like that. But those towns are completely different than the towns in Greenville County. Way different.
Oh, I knew I shouldn't have got into this, KD4SRR. Now you are in trouble with the Pickenites. You won't be, till you get to Pumpkin Town. You know, I just keep driving. But anyway, that's what it is, Bat and the Bears, and it's on I heard it on WNCW, progressive, blowtorch out of Spindle, North Carolina, Isothermal Community College. Covers 7 states with their antenna on Mount Pisgah, and of course the World Wide Web on various platforms. And, before I go, if any of y'all dig bluegrass, starting tomorrow morning from 11 a.m. until 7 p.m., you will OD on Bluegrass with their Going Over the Mountain program on WNCW 88.7. So it is supported worldwide, literally. They make big bucks off their programming. Even though they're an educational station. So, enough of me. Listen to WNCW 88.7 for good music, and including Not in Pickens.
That's kind of funny. I work in Pickens County, so I deal with the people in Pickens a lot. And the people in Pumpkin Town, we said they have their own language, and we call it Pumpkinese. So, I'm familiar with the area quite a bit. I rub shoulders with a whole bunch of people from Pickens.
Well, they might still like you after that, saying they talk funny. But, you know, it's a beautiful place in the shadow of Table Rock, but it's also going to be the site of Pumpkin Stock. again one of these days, about 2 miles outside of town. Some of those that know Table Rock Road, it's right off of that. Great little place down there. And we've had Willie Nelson's daughter there at Pumpkin Stock, Ray Lynn. So it's a cool place if you know where to look.